The rhythm continues, the fun.
I can move so much better with this garnacha in my system. So, can you believe that tomorrow starts October? National Cookie Month.
Is it Cookie Month?
Right. Yeah.
Cookie Monster.
I can relate that. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
That's an excellent question. I am a sucker for deliciously fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. I'm always the classics.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like a good shortbread.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I don't like things that are real sweet.
Yeah, me either.
I like all the above. But mine's a white chocolate Heath warm cookie.
Mm. Oh, good God.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's not getting technical.
No, but that's no. Okay.
She's going to go home and make some tonight.
Totally. Yeah. To in celebration good. Of October. Who are we to judge?
And you put a little Kahlua in that batter. They're good.
What? Now you're speaking my language.
That's right.
Now we're talking.
That'd be good.
And obviously, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, actually Cancer Awareness Month for that matter. And October 17th is going to be the Vero Beach Making Strides. Our very own lifestyle concierge, Miss Beverly McCormick, has her own team forming. So if you are much like myself, you're just sort of a loner. Yeah, that's me. I don't know what to tell her.
You
just
are
a loner.
So not a loner.
I'm just saying. I didn't put together a whole team on behalf of my companies or anything like that. We've got several other nonprofits that we're working with. So I was able to jump on board with Beverly's team. You can come out. The festivities kick off around 7 a.m. on the 17th. Right there at Riverside Park, and you're going to be inspired, to say the least. I know that my grandmother had passed away after a double mastectomy of breast cancer in 1996. Wow. Obviously, we've come a really long way since then.
Yes.
But not a day goes by that I don't somehow think about her. And so I'm excited to be able to go out there, wear my breast cancer awareness gear. I've got some great fun shirts and stuff like that
really?
To go show the
and
support.
And your knee high socks.
You bet.
I love it when you wear the knee high socks.
You
it's
bet.
So cute.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you can, in fact, if you have any spare change at our Pac-Mail Beachside store, not only will we be having a box for collection of food in November, but we are right now hosting the American Cancer Society cans. So when you come in and you make your shipping purchase or you pick up any of the gift cards or various wrapping items and such that are available at the Pac-Mail store, you can just throw your loose change into those cans and just know that every penny, every dime and quarter adds up to make a big difference. When you get all of those other businesses together that are collecting change.
Oh, yeah, adds up a lot.
It's no different than the Red Kettle, right?
Hey, and we've got this weekend, this Saturday morning at Captain Hiram's, from, I believe it's 8 until 12 or 1, we've got the Paddle in Pink.
Right.
Right
that,
on.
That Penny's doing for breast cancer awareness. And they actually, they have a raffle. She's got a really cool...
paddleboard up?
Paddleboard up for raffle. It's that designer, what's her name, that does all the floral bags?
Vera Bradley?
Yes. Vera Bradley.
Yes, I win this trivia game.
Good job.
If it comes to fashion, I know you've got it.
I'm in.
But
I'm
yeah,
in.
It's going to be a great event. Bruce and I went up there last year on the Moonraker on the boat.
Yeah.
And so they paddled out. They paddle out and they go around a couple of pylons or an island for the Paddle in Pink. And so on the way back to the marine, to Captain Hiram's, to the sandbar. They
not
stopped at the boat, and I was
Saturday.
Handing out free glasses of pink champagne.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant,
oh,
it was fun.
Way to tie it in. Way to be symbolic
it
and show
really
your support.
Fun.
Well, then that's going to be a good time.
But she's got a band, and you just go up to Captain Hiram's, and they've got all kinds of great raffle prizes and stuff, and it's super cool.
Oh, that's going to be great.
This nice way to spend the morning. And bring your
paddleboard.
October 3rd. Bring your paddleboard. There were a bunch of really little kids out there with their mom on paddleboards, and it was really fun.
Yeah, that's adorable. That's a good thing to get involved with. And I know that Captain Hiram's, you can make a day out of it. You can even make a night out of it. You can stay there. And they've just recently renovated rooms. It's a great venue. My hubby and I stayed there this past weekend.
I was going to say, you were just there.
It was tons of fun.
I always have a good time up there.
It was tons of fun. They had a great band, of course.
Kind of like going to the Keys, only it's only 20 minutes away.
So exactly.
I can handle that all day
long. And it's not quite
Sign
as expensive, which is great.
Yeah, in fact, almost every Saturday for the month of October, there's something really great happening. Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the boobies.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Well, it's cancer in general. It's about 6 degrees of separation. Literally, you can't speak to anybody without them either being affected by cancer or knowing somebody. So, you know, it's just a good way to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, show
it's
some support.
Because
show a little
literally,
love.
That's right.
What else are we going to do on a Saturday in paradise? Go out there and hop on a paddleboard.
Sounds good to me.
Pour a little pink champagne. I like it.
Wear
the following
bikini.
Saturday, it's going to be the safe space, walk a mile in our shoes.
I love that.
That's
going to
be, they're doing one centralized location this year.
Oh, okay.
Pretty brilliant.
That
right
is
there in
good,
Fort Pierce.
Because it's kind of split up last year.
Yeah, they did all three counties. This time, they're going to just do one massive conglomerate of all three counties.
That's
and everyone
such a great
coming out
event.
And showing
that
the
is.
Support. It'll be fantastic. October 10th on that. So October 10th for a safe space. October 17th, we're going to have the Making Strides right here in Riverside Park in Vero Beach. October 22nd, a fantastic networking event. That is a clever play
what
on words.
What is that all about?
That is a clever play on words. Regis. It's there in the Bank of America building. It is that virtual office, or it doesn't have to be a virtual office. You can actually have an office space there for as many times as you need throughout the month, as little or as much. Regis is a wonderful contributor to our local community, as well as to the homeless awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign. In fact, she is the host venue for all of the meetings.
Yes, Jenny Seemeyer has offered her office space for our National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week.
Wow.
All of our committee members meet there. So Jenny does so much for our community. So come out and join this. The proceeds for that goes to Homeless Family Center. And it is a great time. Dress up in your favorite Halloween costume and
from 5
enjoy
to
it.
7. That's a Thursday. Yep. It is a networker. There's going to be 50-50 raffles. There's going to be ghoulishly fun door prizes. And absolutely no charge to attend.
Nope.
So that's a win-win for everybody.
She's got food coming. She's got drinks. What
and
more
it
do
all
you want?
Goes to a good cause.
Yes, it does.
The very next day, October 23rd, is going to be the Realtors Association's trade show. Now, this happens once every other year. The theme is casino and carnival fun. So if your business caters to the real estate industry and you're interested in getting involved, it's open for all. There are different rates for non-members, but it is worthwhile. We only have a few tables remaining, and this goes to benefit Suncoast Mental Health. All the proceeds go to Suncoast Mental Health. And of course, they are going to be the beneficiary recipient for the upcoming Wine and Film Festival projected for 2016 right here in Indian River County.
Next June.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun little tie-in to bring all sorts of awareness to mental health and the like. So obviously we have a busy October.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's going to be a busy season, Jenna.
Yeah, in general. And Faye, you collaborate a lot with HFC. You did the Dress Your Table event and you won.
Dress for Dinner, yeah.
Dress for Dinner.
Mm-hmm. We did.
But didn't you basically dress the table?
Yeah.
Way to correct the host. Okay. all right, fine.
Whatever.
But you won.
Are they doing that again this year?
No, they changed it around this year.
It's a fancy dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're having their 25th anniversary dinner, I believe, in October. Let's see. Trying to think.
I think it's early November.
Yeah, I think
November.
It is, too.
Yeah. And that's going to be quite the extravaganza.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the date right in front of me, but...
But
yeah,
it's coming.
It
we'll
is.
Find it. We'll
it
put
is.
It on the site.
It's
we can
there.
Always make up for that stuff.
Faye, do you do a tree for the Festival of Trees?
I haven't done that for the last 2 years.
Oh, really?
White Glove delivers those trees once someone purchases them. We bring them into the home.
I'd go see Faye's tree.
Oh, for sure. I bet
me?
It would be spicy.
It'd be cool.
We made some really pretty ones when we first started.
Of course you did. Hey, Cindy, who's all part of your committee for the homeless family?
Oh, we have so many, and it's growing all the time. But I'll read just a
good.
Few here. We have Brett White from Chiropractic Physician. He's Treasure Coast Family and Sports Chiropractic.
Yep, great guy.
You got Anna Valencia.
That's me.
That'd be you.
Just in case
Hillary.
You don't know who that is.
Thank you.
Julie Grebe, and she has connection to Paradise. She's up in Sebastian.
Oh.
So we have that. We have Kim Brady from the Chamber.
Love
nice.
Her.
Trisha Jenkins from Homeless Family Center. Jenny Seemeyer. Todd Cavins from TLC Experts. Pamela Bennett from Patchington. Donna Lehman from HR Dynamics. Susan Weisberg, and she is a mother who just wants to get out and give back.
Oh, nice.
See,
that's
and
great.
Such great. A
yeah.
And she is from the Sebastian area. We have Kelly Fisher Real Estate.
Nice.
Richard Colletti from All American Air Conditioning. John Warren from iUnit Photography. Judy Davis from 32963. Janine Bowers from Advanced Motion Therapeutic. And Valerie Watkins from Vero Beach Flash.
Got some great media outlets on there, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm
very strategic,
I'm no
Cindy.
I'm
not.
We have Indian River State College. They're going to partner up with us, too. So we're excited for that.
That'll certainly help with the Student Awareness Day out of the week.
That's a nice tie-in.
Yeah.
We have Sherry Todd Green from Camp Haven. We have Jamie Jackson from Harbor Student Outreach Center. Paul and Jackie Muncy from Epic Missions. Rhett Palmer has offered to help in any way we can. Christian FM, Bart Mazzarella has offered also. Nancy Johnson from Plan B Solutions and Sebastian has offered to help. And Tamara Saxby from Homeless Family Center, she does the thrift store.
Oh, nice.
We've got lots of people, and it's growing all the time. And I'm sure this isn't up to date yet because people want to come and help.
And that's great. We welcome
that.
Yeah. That's a great thing.
When's the next meeting? It is Tuesday, October 6th at 4:30 at Regis. So please
come.
Those
are good things to jot down for those of us on the committee.
Absolutely. I changed it for one particular person, but I will not mention that.
That's so nice of you.
We won't mention
just
her name.
No,
we
won't.
But I want to make sure that everyone can attend at least one or two meetings and really get out and see what we're really doing.
Yeah, help spearhead the whole thing. That's
absolutely. And we appreciate you.
Well, as I do you. Hey, Kitty. Live music this weekend.
Dave Glausner duo jazz Saturday night,
and he's going to sort of be every other week.
He's every other Saturday on my schedule
now. So we can count on it. Like
it's kind of I've got some that are getting
so good
slotted into
that
their
they
slot.
Need that good. That
yeah,
makes
like,
sense.
Like Mike T and Nalia Blue. I'm looking at them. Right now, they're every other Thursday,
you know,
but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to just put them on every Thursday. And then, of course, Ed Shanafee comes back October 7th. He'll be back next week, not this week. And he has moved from his Thursday slot to a Wednesday slot. So that's kind of really great for me.
Mm.
But yeah, we're just, you know, we got the piano all tuned up. We've rearranged the dining room. We've changed the menu.
Out.
Everything's so much nicer. I'm so much happier.
You should be very proud of it.
I was never unhappy.
Things.
I'm very grateful for everyone and everything they've done. But, you know, it's just an ongoing project, and I just love moving forward, and that's what we're doing.
You ladies remember Larry Strauss that came in and promoted the Vero Beach Theater Guild? We went and saw Run for Your Wife, which was a great production, in a couple weeks. Hairspray the Musical will be coming out. He wrote a great review for Kitty and Blue Star. Him and his wife had gone in. He said that the atmosphere couldn't have been any more romantic and inviting, that the food was sensational. I think one had the mahi-mahi.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, nice. And the other one had the swordfish.
Yeah.
He said it was just beyond delicious. The wine was decadent. He was a very happy man.
Good.
And we're actually going to be teaming up to collaborate a menu dedicated just to the musical.
To the theater.
To the theater.
Won't that be awesome?
The last production, we put an ad in the show bill that said, bring this ad and you get a free glass of wine or 10% off of your...
Now we're stepping
it
up.
And I got to tell you, we had a lot of redemption, which is great.
That's terrific.
People really came in and enjoyed themselves, and I love that.
It's
straight up
the street. It's
you
great.
Can't
brilliant.
It's a no-brainer. How can you not do dinner in theater?
We're in the heart of the Garden District.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, and it's really nice that people like to make sure they work with you and go to your venue because it's a beautiful venue.
Well, thank you. It's beautiful, and it's accommodating.
It really is. And small businesses. And it's about, if we don't support our small businesses right here, it's not
exactly.
It's not going to work.
Well, we don't want to just be a chain restaurant kind of town.
No. Although it is somewhat happening. Speaking of, for small businesses to
not
support
downtown.
Other small businesses, you could create a custom party right there at Blue Star.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we're really excited in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing something like that.
You have your holiday party there.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be great.
A food and beer and or wine pairing for each course.
Exactly.
So just think about what the endless possibilities are. If you have an intimate staff, if you're not too big, you can do something really cool like that. And Kitty's just going to work with you.
You
have
a very talented
chef. You get quality,
chef.
Which is great.
Yeah.
We've got a number of Christmas parties that are already set up, which
already
is great.
Already booking up. Can you believe that? We're not even to October yet,
and you know,
which is why I'm stressing. Let's do this, people. We have to
prepare. Think about it. But yeah, we're glad to accommodate anybody. I've got a bunch of wedding receptions and rehearsal dinners coming up in the spring, which is really cool.
Oh, excellent. Great. Then they can team up with Faye. They can team up with you.
Exactly.
Bam! I'm just a matchmaker here live on air at the Vero Insiders. Don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to get back.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Hi, everyone. It's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps a Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
When you pay too much for your stuff, you get frustrated. When you get frustrated, you eat junk food and watch reality TV. When you eat junk food and watch reality TV, your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling. When your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling, you get depressed, adopt 27 cats, and paint your house plaid. When you adopt 27 cats and paint your house plaid, your neighbors report you to the authorities. Don't get in trouble with the authorities. Shop at the Habitat Home Center Restore, where you can get all sorts of stuff for great prices. You can also donate your stuff, and we'll pick it up for free and give you tax credit documents. So you can shop, donate, or volunteer at the friendly, bargain-filled Indian River Habitat Home Center Restore, located on US 1 North in Vero Beach, just past 45th Street East Side. Phone us at 772-257-0222. 772-257-0222. Habitat Home Center Restore is a not-for-profit.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
What is it about Latins and coffee?
It's addicting.
It depends on the coffee, but it's good stuff.
Yeah. I was listening to that last commercial, Easy Brew, and I was like, and here I am sitting with my Latin passé.
Yeah.
And I know that y'all just love drinking your coffee.
Cuban coffee is the best. But the funny part is, you know,
I do love Cuban. I don't really drink much caffeine because I'm just way too hyper anyway. But I do love a good Cuban coffee.
Right, when it's done right, it's sensational.
Well, the irony is most Latins, especially Cubans, like you drink Cuban coffee before you go to bed because it relaxes you. Everybody's like, oh, you can't drink that. It's so hyper. And we're like, really?
How do you not roll with the punches?
It's like warm milk. It puts you to sleep.
Exactly.
Something like that. It is. You know, I've actually been hooked on this stuff called Spark lately.
What is that? Am I going to start calling you Sparky?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's already been taken, name.
It has.
It's delicious. It's like this full of vitamins, and it's tons of vitamin B, and it just makes you really happy. But I have just felt sensational ever since I've been exposed
That's
to it.
That's what happened
That's
to you.
That's what's yeah, good. I'm writing that down.
Is that a part? Is that the powder?
Yes, the powder. Yes, powder. And I mix it into the water.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
What's the flavor profile on it?
There's a lot of different ones, but right now I'm hooked on the mandarin orange.
Oh, yeah. There
and
you
for
go.
For in the morning, it's almost like my grown-up orange juice.
Right.
And then I get on my little bike and... I love it. I'll put a link to it on the site.
Yeah, you do
because
that.
It's delicious.
Good idea.
We need that. I know. We heard the powder. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I have, knock on some wood, but, not getting sick or anything like
that.
It's full
cool.
of all your vitamins.
Sure.
What's the difference? The show, The Vero Insiders, we're a full hour now. None of this is possible without our sponsor. So if you'd be so kind, our wonderful and dedicated listeners who enjoy us chatting about delicious food and drinks and events and charities, if you could just support them, it would mean the world. I mean, obviously the holidays are coming.
Definitely so.
If my ex-husband is listening, you can plan to be getting some gift cards from Sandridge this year for your for your present.
Does Richie listen to your show?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
I bet he does.
Well, I tell you what, he's opening up a storefront on Ocean Drive. He's keeping the one downtown.
So excited about that.
And he's opening one on Ocean Drive, so yeah. Congratulations for him. Coulter Designs.
Coulter Designs.
Concrete Artistry.
Yeah, he's
incredible. Expanding. Yeah. Yes. I love when he does well for business. It's good for my little boy, Charlie.
Yes, it is.
But truly, it's a great gift. And as father and son, for them to be able to go out there and bond on the golf course, there's really nothing like it. So obviously, a lot of our sponsors give gift cards. It's great to think about them for the holidays or for upcoming birthdays. I know a lot of October babies. I don't know about you guys.
Not me.
But...
Well, my brother, Andy, October 6th.
Oh, is he?
You know what? Actually, that's kind of funny. I just realized he turns 50 this year.
Oh, big deal. Ooh,
big I'm going to have to send him a big care package and mock him.
And we can ship it through Pac-Mail Beachside.
I will send it from Pac-Mail.
Send him some Spark.
Some
Geritol. There you go. You're going to need this.
Some Spark.
Tie it all together.
Some, what's that hair color for men?
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Send him some Rogaine.
That'd be hilarious.
He's going to love it.
You can buy that at, I think you can buy that at like Sam's Club or something.
Yeah, probably in bulk.
Oh, that'd be
buy
hilarious.
There you go.
And it'll be lightweight.
Yes. Some Centrum Silver.
Say you have the best part. Party favors, don't you? I'm just kidding. Well, Cindy, thanks so much for joining us on our show. You were here today representing HFC and the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week.
Yes, ma'am.
You've put together an amazing committee.
Thank you.
With lots of great things throughout the week. We'll just do a quick little recap. We're going to be doing an Ocean Business Association food drive that lasts from November 14th through the 22nd.
Yes.
In addition, there's going to be Student Awareness Day. There's going to be a thrift shop crawl.
On Wednesday. Yes.
On Wednesday, November 18th, yes. Which is super fun. I think those three girls should go.
Well,
we should take lots of pictures.
You forgot our Monday night kickoff.
Oh, Monday night kickoff party at the Blue Star.
Just
which is planning
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
All
is.
Right.
And then we get to go thrifting. Are you kidding me?
Yes, that's our kind of week. And of course, the No Lunch Thursday on November 19th.
Yes.
That's the day that I'm going to pick up the tab. Crack myself
up. Go to your
up.
Local Seacoast banks and...
And donate. That
Absolutely.
Is so worthy. Oh, you got a Facebook page where
we
our listeners
do.
Can go check it out?
We do. And don't forget, Friday is our open houses at our nonprofits. It is facebook.com/NHHAWVeroBeach.com.
That's and we'll a lot that. Of letters.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Sherry
okay.
Green.
We'll definitely post that so you guys
okay,
can find
right.
it easier.
That's just way easier if we post it,
it
for
is.
You. Of course, Kitty's got a whole new menu, some delicious drinks. Kitty, what is your favorite cocktail right now on your menu? Being that we're coming
you
into
know
fall.
What? Going into fall and with all the really great harvest, food and everything that all the good
Spice
stuff
and
in the food
and
world
squash.
Happens in the fall, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because there's so much stuff available and it's so great. So actually I'm right on the wines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stick with the wines.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When the days start getting shorter, I start thinking about
are
big,
you going to do a mulled cider?
Cozy,
I'm putting out
red
requests.
Wines.
Mulled
like
cider.
Mulled cider, hot toddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, for Anna, please.
We could do an apple martini.
Yeah. Ooh, with the mulled cider.
Ooh.
We could call it the fall fantasy martini.
There we go.
I don't know. I'm just
How about
brainstorming.
A pumpkin martini?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Little touch of cream.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
A little touch of cream. Faye, anything big happening in the horizon for us as we come into our first weekend of October?
Yeah, social season's coming in, as everybody knows, but a lot of the non-for-profits have their events. So we have Hibiscus, you know, the wine and dine for them.
Right up our alley.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
Totally.
We have the Suncoast event coming up, their gala coming up, you know, amongst the chaos.
November, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, there's a lot of things coming up. We'll post on the calendar. Perfect.
So make sure you visit VeroInsider.com. Please tune in every Wine Wednesday where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Until next week, cheers!
Enjoy your
week.
Thank you. Happy fall, everybody.